Smitten water is possible. Cannot be used for anything that requires Mayan Chaim, such as for the Parah Aduma, or for a Mitzorah, or for a Zohar to be Tovel in it. Elohen Amukim. Hamaluchim Ba'apesh. What's considered Mayan Amukim? Salty water or tepid water, water that's lukewarm, is considered smitten water and possible for anything that requires Mayan Chaim. Hamayim Hamachavin Psula. Water that at certain intervals stops flowing. Such water is possible for anything that requires Mayim Chaim. Eluhein ha-mayim ha-mechazen. What are considered mayim mechazen? How often does it have to stop flowing for it to be considered mayim mechazen and be possible for something that requires mayim chayim? Ha-mechazen echad b'shavuah. If it stops flowing at an interval of once every 7 years, that's called mayim mechazen, and it's not considered mayim chayim. But if it stops flowing at intervals that are more than once every 7 years, it would still be considered mayim chayim. Hamchazin do pomosiyosu vishne bisaron ksheru. Rabbi Yehuda Paisel. Water that starts flowing at certain intervals, but only when there are pomosiyos, when there are army units around that drink a lot of the water and cause it to stop flowing. Or it starts flowing only in years of famine when there's very little rain. Such a mayan, such a spring, would be considered mayan chayim, and because of anything that requires mayan chayim. And even though it does stop flowing when the army units are around, or during years of famine, but since in regular times it does not stop flowing, so therefore it's kosher to be used for anything that requires Mayim Chaim, while Rabbi Yehuda apostles, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it only stops flowing when there are pomosiyos around or in times of famine, even so, since it stops flowing at intervals of once every 7 years or less, it's no longer considered Mayim Chaim. The water from a river called Carmion, or the water from a river called Fuga, these are rivers and heritage from. Their waters are possible to be used as Mayan Chaim, but cannot be used for a Paraduma because it is made Bitsa, meaning to say it's mixed with a lot of sand and other stuff is in the water. And the Torah says that you need Mayan Chaim El Kli. The Mayan Chaim needs to be directly in the Kli. There can be no Chatzitza, nothing separating the water from the Kli. And since there's a lot of dirt and other things in the water, that separates the water from the Kli, and therefore it's possible to be used for the Parah Aduma. Mei ha-yarden u-mei yarmos. Psulim mipnei shehen mei taruvos. The water from the river of Yarden, or the water from the river of Yarmos, are also possible to be used for the Parah Aduma, because there's possible water mixed in with this water, and there's some water that's not fit to be used for Mayan Chaim mixed in with the water of the Yarden and the water of the Yarmos, and therefore that water is possible to be used for the Mayan Chaim that's needed for the Parah Aduma. Be'elohen mei taruvos. The following is considered mei taruvos and is possible for the Parah Aduma. Echad kasher ve'echad pasul shenit arba. When you have a water that is kasher, water that is considered Mayan Chaim, but pasul water got mixed in with the kasher water, that water would be possible to be used for the Parah Aduma. Mayim sherem v'nit arvu sherem. Rabbi Yehuda pasul. But if you have water from two different sources, and both sources are Mayan Chaim, even though the water got mixed up, it's still kosher. And even though the water you have here in the Kli came from two different sources, since both sources are kosher, they're both Mayim Chaim, that water is kosher to be used for the Parah Aduma. While Rabbi Yehuda apostles, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in such a case that the water came from two different sources, even though both sources are kosher, they're both Mayim Chaim, it's still possible. The Rabbanim were geyser, and the Rabbanim said it would be possible, and the Rabbanim were afraid that if we are machsher, when you have water from two different sources, even when both sources come from Mayim Chaim, you might think that it's okay to be machsher when one water comes from Mayim Chaim and the other water that got mixed in with it did not come from Mayim Chaim. And you might think that's kosher as well, even though some of the water is possible. So therefore, the Rabbanim were geyser that even when the water came from two different sources that are kosher, since they got mixed together, it's still possible.